Good afternoon, and welcome to the January 2024 LeapCharger Corporation CEO Fireside Chat. On the call with us, we have Praveen Kumar Vijayakumar, the CEO of LeapCharger Corporation. We will begin the call with a brief business update and overview of the company's current situation. Following the update, Mr. Vijayakumar will answer questions sent in by shareholders and interested parties before this call. Before we begin, I would like to remind listeners that comments made during this call by management will include forward-looking statements within the meaning of federal securities laws. These forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from any anticipated results. The company has no obligation to update any of the forward-looking statements on this call and does not intend to do so. Please review the company's filings with OTC Markets for a list and description of risks and uncertainties. Importantly, this conference call contains time-sensitive information that is accurate only as of the broadcast date, today, January 26, 2024. Except as required by law, LeapCharger Corporation undertakes no obligation to revise or update any forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances after the date of this call. Please note that this call is being recorded. However, no one attending via the webcast or telephone is permitted to use any audio recording device. A transcript of the call will be available two business days after today's meeting, and the company will make it available to shareholders. I would now like to introduce Praveen Kumar Vijayakumar, the CEO of LeapCharger Corporation. Mr. Vijayakumar?
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the call today. As CEO of LeapCharger Corporation, I'm pleased to be here today for this virtual stockholders update, which allows us to be more inclusive and reach a more significant number of our stockholders. In my prepared remark, I will discuss our recent results, highlight several achievements, and share our thoughts on the outlook for 2024. I'll then answer some of the questions that shareholders emailed us before this call. At this point, I would like to introduce the other board members here with us today. Effective May 31, 2023, the company appointed two independent directors to its board, Chris Wainey and Satish Shekhar. Both will serve until the company's next annual meeting or until their respective successor is duly appointed. The company's current board of directors has affirmatively determined that both Mr. Wainey and Mr. Shekhar meet the applicable independent director standards under the New York Stock Exchange rules and Rule 10a-3 under the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. Chris Wainey is a chartered accountant and technology enthusiast with a strong background in financial services, the SME sector, and the tech environment, with proven strength in corporate finance. He's highly skilled at forging rewarding partnerships with industry leaders, clients, and C-level decision-makers, as well as corporate governance, audit, and developing effective policies and procedures. Satish Shekhar is an entrepreneur with a career of consistency, dedication, and a proven track record. He is an MSc graduate in Purchasing and Supply Chain Management from the University of Westminster in London, with certification from the Chartered Institute of Purchasing and Supply Chain Management in the U.K. He's worked for over a decade in building technology products in the field of supply chain management to digitize various manual documentations and processes into digital for a seamless process. Mr. Shekhar is the CEO and founder for YouSync, a startup incubated at the International Institute of Information Technology in Bangalore, specializing in providing blockchain products and services across domains, currently working for education and the healthcare sector. As I said previously, I am pleased to have this opportunity to talk with our shareholders as we gather today to embark on a journey into the future of transportation with LeapCharger. It's an exciting moment, and I'm genuinely thrilled to share our story, our aspirations, and the boundless opportunities that await us in the realm of electric vehicle charging. In a world where innovation is the key to success, LeapCharger stands tall as a beacon of progress in the electrification landscape. We are not just in the business of operating charging stations. We are sculptors of sustainable tomorrow, architects of a cleaner and greener world. Our inception at LeapCharger was fueled by a passion of transformative mobility solution by our 17-year-old co-founder and my son, Shubham Kumar. Shubham began his journey with sustainability and started pursuing green solution at the age of 15. After developing an app for tracking carbon emissions for Uber and winning the global hackathon, he conceptualized LeapCharger and has been driving the innovations and business development to the best in the organization. As we witness the accelerating global shift towards electric vehicles, we recognize that the foundation of this shift lies in the seamless integration of reliable charging infrastructure, and that's precisely where we shine. Picture a future where charging your electric vehicle is as natural as stopping for a cup of coffee, convenient, efficient, and readily available. This is a vision we are relentlessly pursuing at LeapCharger. Our mission extends beyond being a service provider. We aim to be the driving force propelling electric mobility into the mainstream. At the core of LeapCharger's identity is a commitment to pushing the boundaries of innovation. Our charging stations aren't just static structures. They're smart, adaptive ecosystem designed to cater to the dynamic need of the modern world. From urban hubs to off-the-grid locations, our network is meticulously crafted to make electric vehicle charging an accessible reality for everyone. In an era where sustainability is not just a choice but responsibility, LeapCharger is at the forefront of this noble cause. The electric vehicle market is not just a burgeoning industry. It's a moment, a revolution in motion. Governments, industries, and individuals are aligning their goals with the pressing need for cleaner transportation, and we are here to meet that demand head on. At this point, I would like to answer the stockholders' questions we received before today's meeting. To simplify the process, I have asked the operator to read the questions, and I'll answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Vijaykumar. You announced that you are canceling 32 million shares. Has this been completed? What is the total issued and outstanding share count currently?
The cancellation of 32 million shares has been completed. OTC market shows 21,275,906 shares outstanding as of January 22, 2024, and this number is correct.
Does LeapCharger have any toxic convertibles?
No, we do not have any toxic convertibles.
Do you still expect to have audited financials by the end of February 2024?
Yes. We are working diligently to complete our audit before the end of February. We will keep shareholders updated on our progress.
How does LeapCharger anticipate generating revenues moving forward?
LeapCharger revenue streams are expected to come from our advertising revenue model, usage fee, and memberships, and partnerships and sponsorships.
What is the difference between a DC fast charger and an AC charger?
DC fast chargers are faster than AC charging stations and just as easy to use as AC chargers. There are three levels of EV charging, which are measured in kilowatts. Each kilowatt an EV receives equates to about 3 miles of driving range per hour of charging. The higher the output from the charger, the faster the EV battery will recharge. Level 1 charging refers to plugging directly into a standard 120-watt household outlet, supplying power at 1.3 kilowatt to 2.4 kilowatt. This output is equivalent to 4 to 6 miles of EV range per hour. An overnight charge may add 50 to 60 miles of range. For an EV with 250 miles of range and an empty battery, a full charge can take 2 full days. Level 2 charging uses a 240 watts outlet and produces output ranging from 4 kilowatts to 18 kilowatts of power. This output translates to 12 to 54 miles of range per hour. The highest rate, an EV with 250 miles of range, will recharge entirely in less than 5 hours. At the lowest rate, it may take about 21 hours. Level 2 charging stations are in homes, workplaces, and public locations such as malls and parking garages. Both Level 1 and Level 2 charging utilizes alternative current, which must pass through the EV's onboard rectifier for conversion into DC to direct current before flowing into the battery. EV batteries only take DC current. This conversion process from AC to DC is what makes charging Level 1 and Level 2 time-consuming. For a much faster and shorter charging experience, there is Level 3 charging or DC fast charging, called DCFC. Generally available at public locations, dealerships, and commercial fleet companies, DCFC charges can range in output from 50 kilowatts to 350 kilowatts. Depending on the vehicle's voltage capacity, it can recharge EV battery to 80% in anywhere from 15 to 45 minutes.
Is every electric vehicle compatible with a DC charging station?
Not every electric vehicle is compatible with DC fast charging stations, but our lead charger is compatible with most.
Can you expand on the electric vehicle market in Dubai? And what are your plans for expansion there?
The electric vehicle sector in the UAE is in its early phase, but is experiencing rapid growth. Demonstrating a firm commitment to achieving zero carbon emission by 2050, the UAE government actively promotes electric vehicle usage. Over recent years, there has been a consistent increase in demand for EVs in the UAE market, with a projected compound annual rate of 30% from 2022 to 2028. The estimated number of EVs in Dubai is 7,331 in 2023 and is anticipated to reach 12,852 by 2025, aligning with Dubai's Green Mobility Strategy 2030. This strategy mandates that 30% of public sector vehicles and 10% of all vehicle sales should be electric and hybrid by 2030. Regarding charging infrastructure, the UAE Ministry of Energy and Infrastructure is spearheading an ambitious plan for a national ultra-fast EV charging corridor. With the initiation of the EV Green Charger Initiative in Dubai, DEWA aims to establish over 1,000 public charging stations across Dubai by 2025. With the initiation of the EV Green Charger Initiative in Dubai, DEWA aims to establish over 1,000 public charging stations across Dubai by 2025.
Which aspect of your company makes you enthusiastic?
Leap Charger anticipates significant growth in the home EV charging sector, driven by increasing demand and government support for green transportation. The company aims to establish a comprehensive charging infrastructure to meet evolving user needs. Additionally, Leap Charger plans to introduce advanced electric mobility options for urban commuters in Asia, the Middle East, and Europe. The company is poised to expand its global charging network, incorporating smart solutions and technological advancements for an enhanced user experience. With a strategic entry into new markets in Asia, Europe, and Canada, Leap Charger envisions robust growth and increased revenue over the next 5 years. The projections align with the global trend towards sustainable transportation, reflecting the company's commitment to providing top-notch charging solutions.
What do you think is the biggest strength of Leap Charger right now? What does your company do well?
Leap Charger's greatest strength lies in its strategic initiatives to lead the electric mobility landscape. By expanding the charging network, embracing cutting-edge technology, and entering new EV-related sectors, the company seeks to create a seamless and accessible electric mobility ecosystem. The strategic plan aligns with the increasing adoption of electric vehicles, offering a convenient charging experience at home, and promoting sustainable urban mobility for short distances. Leap Charger's confidence in these initiatives positions it as a key player in the global electric mobility scene, contributing significantly to the transition towards a sustainable future. The company also welcomes partnerships and collaborations, aligning with its mission to propel electric mobility globally.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we didn't cover today?
In closing, in response to the global movement towards clean energy and eco-friendly transportation, LeapCharger is prepared to capitalize on the substantial opportunity within the electric vehicle sector across Asia, the Middle East, and Europe. Our strategic expansion blueprint is designed to capitalize on the rising adoption of electric vehicles, offering EV owners a streamlined and user-friendly charging experience at home while advancing sustainable urban mobility through electric alternatives for short-distance travel. Our commitment to shaping the future of electric mobility on a global scale through expanding our charging infrastructure, integrating cutting-edge technologies, and diversifying into new segments related to the EV markets will become even more evident as our company progresses. I want to thank our shareholders for their confidence and look forward for advancing our company.
This concludes the January 2024 LeapCharger Corporation CEO Fireside Chat. Thank you all for joining.